Welcome to the Department of Interior, Senator Salazar. Sorry, it's kind of a mess. This is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham. While Barack Obama announced his pick for Secretary of Interior is Colorado Senator Ken Salazar this week, it was overshadowed a bit. Seems that a scathing report from the Interior Department's Inspector General also came out. It revealed a former official in the Fish and Wildlife Service, which is part of Interior, ignored or changed scientific reports, changed economic findings, and otherwise manipulated things the way she wanted them. And she wasn't alone. The report indicates Bush political appointees in different posts worked together to try to manipulate the Endangered Species Act to protect business rather than protect endangered animals. Noah Greenwald is with the Center for Biological Diversity. He says the Inspector General's report is another example of the Bush administration riding roughshod over environmental protections.
I think what we've seen in the last 8 years is a concerted effort to undermine implementation of the Endangered Species Act. You know, rolling over agency scientists, bullying agency scientists.
Greenwald says Obama's pick of Ken Salazar to head up Interior doesn't convince him the Endangered Species Act will be enforced the way he'd like it. He's holding out to see who the Obama White House picks to run Interior's Fish and Wildlife Service. This is the Environment Report. Kids in big cities often live close to their schools, so you'd think walking to school would help cut down on childhood obesity. Well, parents worry about how safe it is, so they end up stuffing their kids in the car and they drive them. Sean Ali met some groups who want parents to overcome those fears and let the kids burn some calories.
Carmen Scott Borio wants walking to school to be part of the solution to childhood obesity. But some parents in her Chicago neighborhood drive kids to school because they fear traffic, or even gangs or abduction. She doesn't blame them for feeling that way.
The same time that I walked to school, that was also a prime gang recruiting time after school. I definitely was intrigued by the gangs and got involved with gangs because I walked to school.
Scott Borio says she's not trying to scare parents. She wants kids to walk to school. It's just that she wants it organized so it's safer. To get an idea of what she means, I head to one of Chicago's elementary schools. Victoria Arredondo and Remedios Salinas are near the school's back entrance. They run a walking school bus. Every day, Arredondo and Salinas walk kids on a fixed route between school and home. It's like a bus with no wheels and no air pollution. Arredondo says she gets plenty out of it.
When I'm walking, I feel famous. People greet me, the neighbors, the businesses, because they see us with the children and they want to greet us.
Arredondo appreciates the recognition because every once in a while, it's clear how important her volunteer work is.
We have a problem with gangs. A young lady got caught in the crossfire last year. Since then, the violence has settled down. It's sad because after the loss, people want to help.
Salinas and Arredondo say their walking school bus makes everyone feel safer and fewer cars clog up the street near school. That translates into cleaner air and more exercise for kids. That's a community asset they're glad to protect. They just wish more parents would get on board.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham.
Support comes from the Joyce Foundation and the USDA's Cooperative Extension Service. You can find more information and share your thoughts with us at environmentreport.org.